Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April the 3rd. Overnight, we had strong prices, corn up 4.5 cents in the May contract at 665, May wheat up 12.75 cents at 705, and May beans up 11.75 cents at 15.17 1/4. The corn was under a little bit of pressure as we opened here this morning, but it's still up 4.5 cents. Wheat's up 10.5, beans are up 7.5 cents. The meal's taking it on the chin. It's down 380 at 462.20, but the oil's up 122 ticks. Obviously, the news that OPEC was going to cut crude oil production by 1.16 million barrels a day sent all these markets higher. Crude oil is currently up $4.50 a barrel. It's about 50 cents off its daytime low. We were about $4 a barrel higher at one point. These are voluntary cuts to the OPEC members. Are they going to comply with this, or are they going to try to cheat and sell crude at higher prices out here? We'll have to see. There were some sales this morning, 150,000 new crop corn to Mexico, 20,000 metric tons of old crop soybean oil to unknown. We know that Argentina is going to raise the peso rate for Argentinian farmers selling soybeans. The rate on Friday was 209. It looks like they're going to offer them somewhere between 270 and 300 pesos. So that's a big jump, and I would imagine Argentinian farmers will sell what they can there. The early reports out of Argentina is that the crops are poor, and we certainly know that. Moving forward, the reports were a little bit bearish for new crop corn with the acres. We'll see if they get that many actually planted. But the stocks numbers for corn and beans were pretty tight out here. The bean acres, I thought, were a little bit tight. So, I think beans, should be on a rally mode here. We're going to get the supply and demand report this month. They should be shaving carry out significantly in corn and beans. So that'll be supportive on the breaks out here. So I don't really see anything too bearish out here. But the meal's down now 420. I don't think that's going to drag all these markets down. If they do, I personally think it's a mistake. I'd certainly be looking to buy some corn and beans, particularly old crop, on the breaks out here using some call options. So we've got this week, we've got inspections at 10 o'clock, crop progress at 3 o'clock. That should have some indication of what's been planted so far, but we know plantings are behind. The weather is going to be kind of key in here now. It's still too cold and too much snow up north. The Midwest is still too wet. And the southwest part of the United States, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, parts of Nebraska, still way too dry. So I expect, like I said, people be looking to buy breaks in this market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.